Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Here at newsounds.org, we still can't have live guests in our studios, so for these Soundcheck podcasts, we're doing a mix of remote performances and some memorable sessions from our archives. This is one of the latter, and for this one, we take you back to 2015. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. From Norway, via London, comes Pharaoh, an ambitious, arty pop project from singer and multi-instrumentalist Kari Jansson. Her full-length debut just came out. It's called Till It's All Forgotten, and it's full of songs that blossom into huge, almost orchestral arrangements, but are often undercut by off-kilter drumming or unexpected instrumental effects. The album is really impressive, and I'm eager to see and hear how she'll pull this off live. Here is Pharaoh live on Soundcheck with her song, Hunter.
Diving
That is the song Hunter, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio by Pharaoh. That is the work of Kari Janssen. She sings and plays numerous instruments here in the studio today. You just heard her on electric guitar. She's got a bank of keyboards, two microphones actually, one for the quote-unquote straight voice and one for the affected voice. A little percussion there as well. With James Field behind our drum kit, and he's got a computer and a keyboard nearby as well. And Kari, between the two of you, that's quite an impressive amount of noise.
Thank you.
I really love this record, Till It's All Forgotten. But that song, which is on the record, also has a video, which is on our website at soundcheck.org. A beautiful but very unsettling video. Is that a feeling that you're going for on a lot of this record?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the goal of the video, was to make the viewer feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. But it is beautiful. Where is that? There's like shots of you on some beautiful woodland area.
Yeah, it's shot in Snowdonia in Wales, in England. Wales in England, actually. That's not correct. Wales in Great Britain.
Right. It is beautiful, as the song is, but, you know, like the song itself, there's that sense of, I'm not certain of the ground I'm standing on, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of feeling is in a lot of these songs. What about the name Pharaoh? You spell it the Norwegian way.
Yeah.
Pharao.
Mm-hmm.
When you took that name for this, for doing music, what was the idea behind that?
I was just looking for a very powerful stage name, and I just like the way it looks written down and the way it sounds. It's a really aesthetically pleasing word.
Mm-hmm. And in Norway, do you pronounce it Pharaoh as well?
In Norwegian, it would be Faro.
Okay, pretty close. Well, you know, here in the United States this year, we've had our first Triple Crown winner in 37 years, and the horse's name is American Pharaoh.
Nice.
Spelled wrong. After all those years of waiting for a champion horse, they spelled his name wrong. So now you are from Norway, but you're not from Oslo, right? You're from a small town.
Yeah, I'm from like a 3-hour drive north of Oslo, up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, in Norway, once you get outside of Bergen or Oslo or even someplace like Stavanger, you get into those valleys. It seems like every valley has its own little kind of folk music tradition. You know, this valley's folk music is different from the valley
next
absolutely. Door.
Absolutely.
Did you have that experience growing up?
Well, I wasn't... folk music wasn't that big a part of my life growing up. I listened to it a little bit, but it's a very big part of the Norwegian music scene.
Yeah. What did you listen to growing up?
Well, first of all, like Spice Girls and like Destiny's Child and TLC and like really good 90s R&B stuff. I still listen to that actually. And then I started listening to a lot of punk rock and grunge when I hit puberty.
Yeah. So English language stuff,
yes.
As you might expect.
Mm-hmm.
Did writing in English come easily to you?
More easily than writing in Norwegian.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
It's a nicer language to sing in. I think it's probably just based on the fact that the sounds are softer.
Yeah.
So in Norwegian, it wouldn't sound as nice being like grrr and all of those sounds that we have. It's too hard, harsh sounding.
On the other hand, you know, I pronounced your name Kari Janssen, but you say it Kari Janssen. I mean, you're singing when you say it. I mean, Norwegians sing all the time.
Yeah, we always sound very happy and like do-do-do-do-do. So it doesn't work if you're going to try and sing melancholic music.
I guess. All right. Recently on the show, we had Chris Baio from Vampire Weekend, who moved from New York to London. And I asked him if the move to London, you know, if that kind of change of place affected the music. And he said, absolutely. What about for you? I know you're in Berlin now, but the big move for you was Norway to London.
Yeah. It absolutely affected the music. Mostly because the people I was hanging out with, a lot of musician friends of mine who have inspired me greatly, and especially my roommates that I shared a flat with for 4 years, who are both artists, and we just played in each other's bands, and you know, I would never write the music I do now if it wasn't for them.
Mm. How long have you been writing music?
Since I was 18.
Okay. And Do you see, you know, looking back, I mean, this is your first full-length record, but there was an EP. So when you look back, do you see kind of a progression, a change in how you write now?
Absolutely. Yeah, I used to be more folky and acoustic guitar based, but I got really bored of that. So I put it away and I picked up a synth instead.
Yeah, you have like one of everything over there, but no acoustic guitar.
No acoustic guitar. I sold it.
The song you're going to do next for us, Bodies, is I think this is my favorite track off the record because it has that thing I was talking about in the introduction, this kind of skewed, off-kilter drumming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write your own drum parts?
Actually, that's James.
That is James.
My drummer wrote that drum part. It's the coolest drum part of the whole album.
It's really, really neat.
Yeah.
You guys want to do it for us?
Yes.
All right. The song is called Bodies. The album is called Till It's All Forgotten. It's the full-length debut from Pharaoh. Kari Janssen on vocals and many instruments here in the studio. James Field behind the drum kit. Here they are live in the Soundcheck studio. Once again, a live performance by Pharaoh, again spelled the Norwegian way, F-A-R-A-O. Kari Janssen singing and playing guitar and keyboards, James Field behind the drum kit, live on Soundcheck with a song called Bodies. And that once again, is from the album called Till It's All Forgotten. I asked you before that song, Kari, if you had written the drum part. You mentioned, you know, having flatmates and playing, everybody played in everyone else's band. You played drums for a while,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what was your first...
I played in a shoegaze
band. A shoegaze band.
Yeah,
nice. So what was your first instrument?
Vocals.
Okay.
Yeah, I sang in the local church choir.
Okay.
From as long as I can remember.
And then once you started playing instruments?
Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then drums. And then slowly piano, synth stuff after that, yeah.
And you play some bass as well?
Yes, I did play bass in another band in London for a while.
So what's left? I mean, you play the bassoon yet? Have you worked your way up
I'm
to the oboe?
I'm trying to learn the viola, but it's really hard. But I bought one, and I'm trying to learn it slowly, but it's really hard. That's the next instrument.
Well, there are some, you know, string-type arrangements on some of the songs here, and there's a beautiful brass arrangement on the final track on the record.
Yeah. The strings, there are not actually any strings. It's just the Korg string synth.
Well, that's why I'm saying string type.
String type.
Although the brass sounds real.
Yes, it's real. It's tuba and trombone, bass trombone.
Who does the arranging?
I did.
Do you have classical training? I mean, do you write this stuff out?
No, I don't. I don't read sheet music or write sheet music. I just write it by ear and just sing it to whoever's going to play it.
Well, it worked out really, really well. Now, the record called Till It's All Forgotten was produced by Mike Lindsay from the band Tongue, which was like this, I'm not sure they're still together.
No.
But I loved their records back in like the first decade of this century.
Yeah.
That kind of folktronic thing. So how did you come to work? Were you a fan of that band?
Actually, never heard about them before. I was introduced to Mike as a potential producer, and he was like, yeah, I played in this band called Tongue. I didn't know what that was, but we tried out a session, and it was just a really good match from the beginning.
Yeah. For folks who aren't familiar, it's T-U-N-N-G is the spelling of Tongue, this folktronica band out of London. Let's hear another song. You want to do Warriors?
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, the band is Pharaoh. It's the work of Kari Janssen. With James Field on drums, the album's called Till It's All Forgotten. It's the debut full-length CD from Pharaoh. And this song, live on Soundcheck, is called Warriors.
Until I explore.
Warriors is the name of the song. Once again, it's Pharaoh live on Soundcheck. Kari Janssen singing, playing keyboards and guitar. James Field behind the drum kit. Till It's All Forgotten is the name of the debut CD from Pharaoh. So, Kari, we mentioned Little Town in Norway, moved to London, recorded the album in Reykjavik. Now you've moved to Berlin.
Yeah.
You probably don't get to spend much time at home these days. But, you know... Have you started writing since moving to... Have you restarted the process since moving to Berlin?
Yeah, I've actually started writing my second album already and also started recording it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And will it be something different yet again from this one?
Yes. It's going to be more 90s R&B.
Really?
No, I'm just listening to a lot of TLC at the moment.
Uh-huh. When you mentioned 90s bands, you know, you mentioned like the grunge and the punk thing earlier. What about a band like Radiohead?
Yeah, they're a very big inspiration. That was like my religion for a few years in my late teens.
Because some of these songs, they don't sound like Radiohead, but they sound like someone who knows Radiohead. You know what I mean?
That's a specific genre. A lot of bands sound like they have listened to Radiohead.
Yeah. Well, I really love this record, and it's been great meeting you and having you here with James, with us in the Soundcheck studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
That Soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.